time now for the worship service of Our Savior Lutheran Church here on AM 1380 WPHM Port Huron.
Good morning. We are here at Our Savior Lutheran Church this morning, and we are live from WPHM. Let us begin our service by please standing and offering our confession and forgiveness. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, full of compassion and mercy, abounding in steadfast love. Amen. Trusting God's promise of forgiveness, let us confess our sin against God and one another. Eternal God, our Creator, in you we live and move and have our being. Look upon us, your children, the work of your hands. Forgive us all our offenses and cleanse us from proud thoughts and empty desires. By your grace, draw us near to you, our refuge and our strength, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Since we are justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit given to us. In the mercy of Almighty God, Christ died for us while we still were sinners, and for his sake, God forgives all of us for our sins. Amen. Our entrance hymn is on page 3 in your service bulletin. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and all the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God, our strength, without you we are weak and wayward creatures. Protect us from all dangers that attack us from the outside, and cleanse us from all evil that arises from within ourselves, that we may be preserved through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Please be seated for the readings.
Good morning.
Good morning.
The Israelites believed the law was a divine gift that provided guidelines for living out the covenant. Moses commands the people to obey the law and neither to add to nor subtract from it. The Israelites are also to teach the law to their children and their children's children. The first reading today comes from Deuteronomy chapter 4, verses 1 and 2, and verses 6 through 9. So now, Israel, give heed to the statutes and ordinances that I am teaching you to observe, so that you may live to enter and occupy the land that the Lord, the God of your ancestors, is giving you. You must neither add anything to what I command you, nor take away anything from it, but keep the commandments of the Lord your God with which I am charging you. You must observe them diligently, for this will show your wisdom and discernment to the peoples, who, when they hear all of these statutes, will say, "Surely this is great nation is a wise and discerning people. For what other great nation has a God so near to it as the Lord our God is wherever we call to him? And what other great nation has statutes and ordinances as just as the entire law that I am setting before you today? But take care and watch yourselves closely, so as neither to forget the things that your eyes have seen, nor to let them slip from your mind all the days of your life. Make them known to your children and to your children's children." Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God. We will say Psalm 15. Lord, who may dwell in your tabernacle? Who may abide upon your holy hill? They do not slander with the tongue. They do no evil to their friends. They do not cast discredit upon a neighbor.
In their sight, the wicked are rejected, but they honor those who fear the Lord. They have
They do not give their money in hope of gain, nor do they take bribes against the innocent. Those who do these things shall never be overthrown.
Good morning, everyone. Second reading comes from James, chapter 1, verses 17 through 27. Every generous act of giving with every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow due to change. In fulfillment of his own purpose, he gave us birth by the word of truth, so that we would become the kind of first fruits of his creatures. You must understand this, my beloved. Let everyone be quick to listen, slow to speak, slow to anger, for your anger does not produce God's righteousness. Therefore, rid yourself of all sordidness and rank growth of wickedness, and welcome with meekness the implanted word that has the power to save your souls. But be doers of the word and not merely hearers who deceive themselves. For if any are hearers of the word and not doers, they are like those who look at themselves in a mirror, for they look at themselves on going away, immediately forget that they were like. But those who look into the perfect law, the law of liberty, and persevere, being not hearers who forget, but doers who act, they will be blessed in their doing. If any think they are religious and do not bridle their tongues, but deceive their hearts, their religion is worthless. Religion that is pure and undefiled before God the Father is this, to care for orphans and widows in their distress and to keep oneself unstained by the word. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God. Alleluia. God gave us birth by the word of truth so that we would become a kind of first fruit of creation. Alleluia. The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord.
Now when the Pharisees and some of the scribes who had come from Jerusalem gathered around Jesus, they noticed that some of his disciples were eating with defiled hands, that is, without washing them. For the Pharisees and all the Jews do not eat unless they thoroughly wash their hands, thus observing the tradition of the elders. And they do not eat anything from the market unless they wash it, and there are also many other traditions that they observe, the washing of cups, pots, and bronze kettles. So the Pharisees and the scribes ask him, "Why do your disciples not live according to the tradition of the elders, but eat with defiled hands?" He said to them, "Isaiah prophesied rightly about you hypocrites, as it is written, 'This people honors me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. In vain do they worship me, teaching human precepts as doctrines. You abandon the commandment of God and hold to human tradition. Then he called the crowd again and said to them, listen to me, all of you, and understand. There is nothing outside a person that by going in can defile, but the things that come out are what defile. For it is from within, from the human heart, that evil intentions come: fornication, theft, murder, adultery, avarice, wickedness, deceit, licentiousness, envy, slander, pride, folly. All these evil things come from within, and they defile a person. The Gospel of our Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Please be seated. Well, good morning, and thank you so much for inviting me this kind of warm, muggy Sunday morning to be with all of you. I am very pleased to be here and hope that Pastor Don is having a pleasant day off. I was very excited when he asked me to come and join you this morning. I'm Deacon Linda Crane, if some of you don't know, and I am from Grace Episcopal Church, just a block over from you here. And I am the Archdeacon of our diocese, and I'm called what is a vocational deacon. That means I will always be a deacon. I'm not in transition to become a priest. This is my calling to be a deacon. And I know Pastor Don and some of you heard me when I talked at the Linton Luncheon, and I get the title of the Venerable. And when I looked that up in the dictionary, it meant old. So if anybody asks me who I am, I just say, I'm Deacon Linda. I don't tell them I'm the Venerable. So it's been kind of a joke that I'm old. Anyway, this morning I want to talk a little bit about our lessons. And in our first reading from Deuteronomy, I'm sorry I'm going to repeat this, but the Israelites believed the law was a divine gift that provided guidelines for living out the covenant. Moses commands the people to obey the law and neither to add nor subtract from it. The Israelites are also to teach the law to their children and their children's children. Mark's gospel depicts Jesus as challenging traditional ways in which religious people determine what is pure or impure. For Jesus, the observance of religious practice cannot become a substitute for godly words or deeds that spring from a faithful heart. And in our second reading from the letter of James that I'm going to talk about today, it's intended to provide first century Christians with instruction in godly behavior. Here, Christians are encouraged to listen carefully and to act on what they hear, especially by caring for those least that can care for themselves. Being a deacon, I'm sort of called to minister to those that are less fortunate, to the hungry, to the oppressed, to the poor, the sick. And so in James reading, that sort of spoke to me that we need to be doers and not just sit idle like so many of us do, and I included do that too. You know, I see that someone needs something, and you know, sometimes I procrastinate, and yet I know that this is what we need to be doing. The letter from James is a collection of practical instructions written to all of God's people, meaning all of us that are scattered over the whole world. The writer uses many vivid figures of speech to present instructions regarding practical wisdom and guidance for Christian attitudes and conduct. From the Christian perspective, he deals with a variety of topics such as riches and poverty, temptations, good conduct, prejudices, faith and actions, the use of our tongues, wisdom, quarreling, pride, humility, judging others, boasting, patience, and prayer. The letter emphasizes the importance of actions along with faith in the practice of the Christian religion. James, the brother of Jesus, wrote this letter to the 12 tribes scattered among the nations. It isn't clear if this reference is to Christians in general or to the Jewish believers specifically. Perhaps James, a leader of an early church in Jerusalem, wrote this letter to those who were scattered by persecution. His message, however, is very clear. Christianity is more than head knowledge of Bible stories, creeds, or scripture references. Faith is more than claiming salvation. For if we have faith and no action, it is not really faith. In other words, if we don't do what we profess we are going to do, then it's really not what is intended. Our belief in Jesus must come from our hearts and not our heads and be in our daily lives every day. And what does that look like? According to James, we watch what we say. We persevere in trials. We show mercy to the poor and helpless. We are humble. We are patient in suffering and obey the word of God. There are so many rich lessons to learn in the book of James, and so many behaviors to model for our children, our grandchildren, our friends, our co-workers, our neighbors, and for ourselves. But the biggest of these things is what is in our hearts, not our heads. It's about our motives, our wisdom, and what we have learned about being loving, kind, considerate, full of mercy, and being sincere. It's about being non-judgmental, and ultimately it's about becoming closer and drawing nearer to God. If we do these things, we will see our faith as more than just words. It's God living within us. So in our scripture today, we are called to be doers of the word and not only hearers or listeners. What does that look like to us? God expects us to make a difference in the lives of others. As Christians, we would not be able to do that unless we knew God ourselves. We have to become disciples ourselves. So how do we do that? We need to be good examples to others and to ourselves. When God calls us to be a doer of the world, he also gives us the tools to carry that out. All of us share in many ministries. I've observed that everywhere I go. We volunteer at the soup kitchens. We work at Habitat for Humanity. We volunteer to drive a neighbor to an appointment. We sit with others during surgeries or babies being born just to be with that person when their loved one is suffering. We support children who are hungry or have less than we do. We give our last $5 to someone in need. We go on mission trips to help those whose lives have been turned upside down due to hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, fires, illness, outbreaks. We are doers of the world. We come to church on Sundays to hear the good news and rejoice in God's love for us. We volunteer at church. We make dinners. We have meetings. We invite everyone in. We let others use our buildings. When we live out our faith, we can't help but to show others by being doers. God works through us. When we are doers of the word, we are different people. We are changed somehow. When I went on my first mission trip to Mississippi, and then I went to the Dominican Republic on my second one, I honestly can say my life was totally changed. The first trip to Mississippi was to go help the people after Hurricane Katrina. I went with another Episcopal church group from St. Paul's and St. Clair and a group of fellow nurses. I was in nursing before I became a deacon. We worked in what was called a MASH tent, just like you saw on MASH. It was set up out kind of in a field. And we saw hundreds of people. We worked from early in the morning to late at night. Medications would be brought in so that we could sort through them because there was a medication shortage down there. and we wanted to make sure that the people could get, you know, the kind of medicine that they needed. They came in with spider bites and broken bones. They had colds, flu. They all needed help. But I tell you, the most important part that I felt was they helped us. They would come in and they would sit down and they would share their stories with us. And some of them were very, very heartwarming. Some were very heartbreaking. Some people still didn't know exactly where their families had ended up, and they were very sad and they were searching for them. But they would sit there and they would share with us. And if you've ever sat with someone, which I'm sure all of you have, and they've shared something very intimate and very close, you know that you get that feeling inside that, you know, you were just there. You were a doer. In the Dominican Republic, we were there to build a church and a school. Again, very hard work, long hours. There was the language barrier. Everyone spoke Spanish. I knew a few words, but not very many. But it was amazing that we could really understand what they wanted and needed. And I remember our first church service, and the whole service was in Spanish. And, you know, there's a Spanish prayer book. But I knew what everyone was saying. And it was just, it was one of the most amazing things to me. We did have interpreters, which of course was a big help. But for the most part, you could really understand. And on that first trip, I was scared. I was far away. I was totally out of my element. I had never been to any place like that. And they're very poor, but they don't realize they're poor. They just go about their business every day, and they would show us how rich they really were. And most of it was in hospitality and friendship. They just would grab our hand or put their arm around us and lead us to whatever it was we needed to do. We were there, we thought, to show them what to do, but they ended up showing us. And so really it became, we just needed to help them realize their dream. When they're building something, they stop when they run out of money or materials until they can get it again. They don't just go into debt or keep building. They just totally stop for a while. And I understand sometimes it might be a year or more before they continue building on. It's really something to get out of your comfort zone. I literally had a panic attack, and I've told my other fellow deacons I was going home, but of course I didn't. And one of the biggest things that really made me very humble was we had met one of the older parishioners, and I believe she was about 100 years old, and she passed away that week that we were there. And I had never experienced anything like the wailing in the street and the respect that they, you know, would show the dead. And they build their own casket, so to speak, and then they bring it to the home, and then everyone is invited to go there in the evening, you know, to share like a meal and to pay respects to the person that has passed away. And then they have a very long funeral. I think it was about 4 hours long. And then they carry the body up through the street, which the streets there are horrible. You've got potholes and everything that you're walking through. But it was just such an experience, you know, to be able to be there and to share with them in that. I knew I couldn't go home, even though I wanted to. And by the time that it was time to leave, I didn't want to go home. And, you know, I am a deacon, a doer. That first trip there, though, really changed me forever. When we share our time and resources with others, we are really blessed. In giving to the widows and orphans, we are rewarded with much in return. When we are doers, we feel good about God's work and about ourselves. Let's all get started today and be doers and hearers. Our job is not to judge. Our job is not to figure out if someone deserves something. Our job is to lift the fallen, to restore the broken, and to heal the hurting. I got that from one of my fellow priests last night. Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. Amen.
Thank you. please stand for the prayers of intercession. Freed by God in Christ to live and love and serve, we pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's beloved creation. Gracious God, we pray for all those who labor to bear your word into the world by welcoming the stranger, healing the sick, and caring for the orphan. Embolden your church to take up the cross against the powers of oppression and death. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Creative God, we pray for the earth. Keep watch over those who rescue endangered species and repair scorched landscapes. Make us good stewards of creation. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Sovereign God, we pray for the nations of the world, for governments, leaders, and citizens. Watch over refugees and immigrants. Inspire us to welcome them with glad hearts when they arrive on our shores and in our neighborhoods. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Loving God, you call us to serve our neighbors. Bless our vocations as we fill the cups of the thirsty, the plates of the hungry, and the hearts of the lonely. Make our presence your presence for all who sorrow. And we remember in our prayers today, Iris Cook, Carrie Harper, Marianne Thomas, Sandy Smith, Alexandra Rosten, Gary Pike, brother of Scott Pike, Maria Romp, John Pennell, Elaine Pennell, Mike Parker, Bev Chittister, John Langoff, Sly Langoff, Elvira Colhart, Rhonda Crosby, and Susan Phillips. Lord, we ask that you would comfort the family of Crystal Ferris with her passing, and also the family of Officer Joel Wood. We remember and pray for those serving our nation, including Tristan Morrison, Jamie Sulier, and Rob Nolan. Return them home safely to their family, friends, and loved ones from their service here at home and overseas. Lord, in your mercy. Welcoming God, at tables around the world, through story and meal, strangers become guests and guests become friends. Embolden this congregation to always extend the wide-armed welcome you extend to us. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
With thanksgiving, we remember the cloud of witnesses, those whose lives inspire us to loving Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer. Into your wide embrace, gracious God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your boundless mercy through Jesus Christ, our Redeemer. Please remain standing as we sing the Lord's Prayer.
The pastor normally does the announcements. There's only a few announcements today. We'd like to thank Deacon Linda for coming and serving here at Our Savior, so that pastor was able to take this little mini vacation. He will be back in the office on Tuesday. Just to let you know, next Sunday is Rally Sunday. And also the choir and handbells will be starting up again. Other than that, unless anybody else has any announcements that I'm not aware of, I think that's it. Enjoy this beautiful weather. Hopefully we'll dodge the raindrops. And hope our children have a safe first day and remainder of the entire school year. Let us pray. Merciful God, you open wide your hand and satisfy the need of every living thing. You have set this feast before us. Open our hands to receive it. Open our hearts to embrace it. Open our lives to live it. We pray this through Christ our Lord.
Amen. Amen. God, creator of all things, speaking reformation into being, Jesus Christ, Savior of the world, raising the dead, Holy Spirit, living voice, calling and enlightening the Church, Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless us now and forever. Amen. Amen. Our ascending hymn is on page 18. This is My Father's World.
Thank you.
Go in peace. Sound the good news.
Thanks be to God.
You've been listening to the Sunday morning worship service of Our Savior Lutheran Church. It begins each Sunday at 8:30 here on WPHM, Port Huron.